From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, More Idaho Matters right now. I'm Gemma Gaudette. In 1923, Eleanor Davis became the first recorded woman to climb the Grand Teton, the namesake for Grand Teton National Park. Well, 100 years later, an all-female group of climbers summited the peak to celebrate her legacy. Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Haberman went along for their recent climb and has this report for the Mountain West News Bureau.
Underneath the jagged peaks of the Tetons, I'm with 26 women who are getting ready for a big adventure. In sticky rubber shoes, they walk up and down steep rock slabs above the sparkling blue waters of Jenny Lake in northwest Wyoming.
As soon as I heard about this climb, I thought that sounds like something I should do.
That's Dawn Rucker, a business consultant who lives in nearby Jackson. She's learning the skills needed to navigate the Grand Teton. Climbing, rappelling, and walking on steep terrain.
I really do believe courage is like a muscle, and unless you push yourself to where you're uncomfortable, you don't get stronger.
Morgan McGlashan is a trainer with Exum Mountain Guides. She helped organize the climb to the peak that tops out just short of 14,000 feet. And she says going into the mountains with an all-woman group is special.
It's very exciting and fun and powerful and important. And sparkly and beautiful.
McGlashan is no stranger to breaking glass ceilings in the mountains. At 19, she became the youngest woman to ski the Grand Teton. She says this climb is
a really cool celebration of the centennial.
At a panel discussion before the big climb, Exum's historian Kimberly Guile says Eleanor Davis's 1923 climb was only the third party to summit the peak.
Climbing was a very male-dominated sport at that time, but obviously she was capable and more than able to hold her own.
Davis was the physical education instructor at Colorado College. On the day she summited the Grand with her friend Albert Ellingwood, the six other men in their party turned around before the top. A century after Davis's climb, the group of all-female climbers and guides heads into the mountains. I'm along for the ride. On the first day, we hike more than 6 miles and gain almost 5,000 feet in elevation. My legs were burning. That night, we camp in a rocky area well above treeline, about 2,000 vertical feet below the summit. The next morning, the group gets out of their tents and starts hiking well before sunrise. We navigate up rocky ramps, then tie into ropes to tackle some of the most technical parts of the route. First, the belly roll. Hoist yourself up on top of and around a big detached rock with thousands of feet of open air below. McGlashan is helping the group navigate the obstacle.
I'm gonna bump up ahead so that I'll like go belay you. So when the rope comes tight, you can say,
oh. Juana Johansson is right in front of me on our way up. She's preparing for the belly roll and then the aptly named crawl. It's an exposed 18-inch wide ledge under an overhang that requires some very strategic scooting. As we wait, I ask her.
Juana, how are you feeling?
Good, how are you doing?
Good. Yes, how was the morning part?
Great.
Yeah.
Johansson was born in the Philippines and now works on a farm in Jackson. She has a young daughter and was able to come on the climb thanks to a scholarship. She says her presence as a woman of color is helping to break down barriers.
This stuff is like rewriting narrative,
but like we can rewrite the story and just be here, you know?
While not everyone makes it to the top, Johansson and about 10 others reach the summit just before 8 a.m. There's lots of laughing, hugging, and putting on glitter. A bed of clouds covers the valley below, and the blue sky feels enormous. Johansson has her picture taken, standing tall with her arms out wide and a huge grin on her face.
I just finished crying. There could be more tears. But I feel super just grateful to be here. It's a magic place.
What will the next 100 years of climbing look like in the Tetons? Johansson hopes the narrative can keep changing on who is climbing in the mountains. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Hannah Haberman.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
this is my voice. It can tell you a lot about me, and I'm not changing it for anyone. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of NPR episodes centered on the Black experience. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get podcasts.